Father, we thank and praise you, Lord, for this opportunity. Thank you for the young people of this church that come and presented the story in such a meaningful way. Simple, yes, but that's what the gospel is. It's very simple. It's a simple message for simple people. Don't have to have a lot of theologians that try to explain this and that. It is by faith that we accept the fact that Christ came into this world to save sinners. All of us are sinners. All of us fall short of the glory of God. But if we trust in the faith of Christ, we will have another gift, eternal life. I like to paraphrase what the Apostle Paul said in Romans 7, that if we only have this life to look forward to, we'd all be a sorry bunch of puppies. But praise be to God, because of the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have something much better to look forward to, eternal life. If you never made that personal decision, it's something that you can do no matter where you are. You could be out in the woods hunting. You could be wherever. Just say, Lord, I know that you're an important part. And if you're everything that they say that you are, come into my life and be Lord over it. And he'll come in just and say, thank you. And that will be a place that's in your heart where you're receiving. Or you grew up knowing this story and you just drifted away, that you can make a recommitment. We call it repentance. Turn from the direction you're going. And not perfect people. We will never be perfect as long as we're here in this world. But we serve the perfect one. This little church has been proclaiming the gospel since 1834, and maybe even a few years before that, as they met down here around the lake and in Brush Arbor meetings. This is the best kept secret in Tallahassee when it comes to a church. Yeah, we're small, but we're mighty in the spirit of the living God. We hope and pray that if you've never been a part of this church, you think about being a part. We have some wonderful, wonderful people that are here. Not perfect people. Boy, I'll tell you, not even the preacher. You might find that hard to believe, but I got a lot of struggles too. So we thank you for you coming today and seeing and understanding that simple, simple message. God loves you, and we love you too.